Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the 2020 East-West Shrine Bowl here at the Tradewinds Hotel. And we're staying with the standout defensive back safety, if you will, Miles Dorn from North Carolina. Miles, before we went on, I was just reading your scouting notes from what I saw at Pitt. I loved you, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair.
Fair? growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you a kid that was a little bit better than everybody way back then?
Yeah, I always was the person that was kind of a level ahead of everybody, just from Little League, so.
Nice. Now, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every Saturday in the Little League?
In Little League, then it kind of like died out a little bit in middle school, and then it picked right back up in high school. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're an offensive weapon in high school as well?
Yeah, I played receiver in high school.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
So let's go. I got a lot to talk about. So when does that transition kind of happen where you start?
I played both in high school. So I was a safety, corner, and then receiver, but primarily a receiver.
Okay.
And then college. As soon as I got to college, I decided to play defense.
You decided?
Yeah.
Wow. What brought that on? Just playing
just
time
like
or just like defense?
I like defense. You can create your own plays, like offense that quarterback can throw to or he can't. It's a lot more action on defense.
Excellent stuff. Now, going back to those Pop Warner days, and we had a couple guys on earlier, and they said it did happen because it's something par for course if you're that much better. Mm-hmm. Did anybody ever want to check the birth certificate saying, hey, this kid's too big and too fast?
Of course.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's got to be a humbling experience knowing that you're that good that people want to proof.
Yeah, it is. It is when they ask a birth certificate. And then, you know. But my parents did a good job of like keeping me humble about it. You know,
yeah.
I was competing with myself at a young age. So
yeah. You come across as a very humble kid now, just smiling. I mean, you seem just calm, kind of just laid back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just grateful. You know, just to be in a position that I'm in. Moving forward, it's just a blessing to be here. So
yeah.
And taking every day as for what it is. You know, trying to maximize the day.
Definitely, and you're doing it, man. I mean, you're doing it. For you, when you get to North Carolina, when's that play or maybe that moment, maybe it's your coaches, when do you kind of get the real sense that you have an opportunity to play on Sunday?
I don't know about Sundays, but I knew I had the opportunity and the ability to play at this level probably spring ball my freshman year. I came in early.
Wow, okay.
And spring ball, I kind of did my own. We had a lot of draftable guys, and I knew that. Ryan Switzer, Mitch Trubisky, Matt Collins, all drafted. T.J. Logan, Nas Jones, MJ Stewart, they all got drafted. And just stepping in, and I started that spring ball because one of the junior safeties got hurt. So I started that whole spring, and I kind of, you know, held my own and did my thing. So.
And then now you're here. Is it a little weird? Just I know I talked to some guys today, and they're like, you know, like you're going into the huddle. I don't know if you guys huddled at North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
but just maybe looking around, you maybe used to, you know, playing the back end and looking over and seeing your teammate,
mm-hmm.
and now you look over there and maybe, I don't know, there's a kid from, you know, Missouri or something.
Yeah.
Is that a little change?
Yeah, it's different. Every time a play ends, I look to the sideline to get a play, but we're in the huddle now. So it's different, and it's just different. Like, it's new players, so we're not looking at the same people. I always look for the person that does our signal for Carolina. I look for, and I realize it. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Miles Dorn, the standout Tar Heel safety, kind enough to join us here down at the Shrine Week. And again, you're having a great week. This week, you know what it's like inside that lobby. The scouts are coming and asking you questions, and you're going. But if you're in the film room with these guys, what do you think they're going to love about what you put on tape?
Just how fast I play. In terms of making decisive decisions from point A to point B. Being able to do a lot of things on the field, being able to play in the post, play in the box, play in the boundary. So I think that'll be what they'd be impressed with.
And you got a tricky position just in terms of, you know, if you were a safety that had 9 interceptions, then you're not a safety in the box. If you're a safety that had 132 tackles, then you're not a coverage guy. I mean, do you get any of that? And were you able to kind of showcase that all around at North Carolina?
Yeah, I think I did a good job of kind of doing them both. I was kind of even keel. I wasn't too high on like the picks and too high on tackles. It was kind of an even keel just to show like the diversity of my game, I guess. And just being able to play the different positions. I started off playing in the field most of the time in the post.
Yeah.
And then this last year I got to do both. So I think just putting it out on tape.
Nice. And we were reading your scouting notes that I had from the pick game. And, I mean, you know, I talked about your length, and then I don't remember what play, but you made a big hit on third down.
Mm-hmm.
You got the body for it. I mean, how much do you kind of like being able to be able to maybe light a guy up? And
yeah, I take pride in it. I love it. So that's why I like my body type and what I can do, just because I'm 211, so I can get in the box and hit. But at the same time, I move pretty well to be 211, so I can also play in the post and be effective and have good range.
You're 211.
Yeah.
You don't look. You might be linebackers, not 211 in National Football League right now. That's excellent. How about this one? It's a cliche question, but our audience always gets a better feel for who you are as that player. Monday Night Football's on. Maybe your family, friends, mom or dad text you, hey, you know, Miles, when we watch this guy at the next level, he kind of reminds us of you. Do you get that at all?
Not really. Some guys compare me to people that they know. That are in the National Football League, more so than just somebody out there. I have a lot of comparisons to Trey Boston because he was with Carolina.
He was with Carolina.
Yeah.
He was on the show.
Yeah. that's the comparison I get a lot. And then, really just everybody. They say I do things similarly to a lot of different people. So.
Yeah. If you could win a game, pick a team, why you want to win. I mean, who's that team? What play would you want to make to win the game?
Interception. It's different. You don't come by interception. Like, you come by big hits or forced fumble. I'll take forced fumble too. But interception is big.
Have you dreamt this far down the road that when you're in the National Football League, you make that pick, you get into the end zone? What kind of celebration, dance?
Nah,
not there yet.
I ain't got the celebration down yet. Yeah, I think celebrations change with the time, but. I've definitely dreamt of making plays in NFL, for sure.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. And, again, as you know, right, you know, I thought you were fantastic coming out, and I was excited that I was going to have the opportunity to speak with you tonight. But before we let you go, we'd like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a few off-the-wall questions.
Yeah.
Fair? Nicknames. Take us inside the Tar Heels locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Most bizarre nickname. I wouldn't say it's bizarre, but it's nuts.
Nut.
His name Nut.
Yeah.
But his last name is Chestnut.
Oh, okay.
But he got the nickname his first day there, like when he stood in front of the team and said his name. My name's Austin Chestnut. And one of the seniors just laughed at Nut. And it just stuck. And like that's been his name ever since.
You know what's funny is we're down here at the Shrine game, so you guys are seniors. But when I ask that question, it usually always is a freshman. Like, we call this freshman this name.
Yeah.
We call that freshman that name. And that's not a bad one. Like, we just had the kid from UCF on, and they call a kid Kermit. That's just a mean one.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, at least that one's Chestnut. You call him Nut. You know, you call him Chestnut.
Yeah.
How about this one? Your head coach. Prominent guy in the collegiate level. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
When he come in the meeting room, we kind of just say his name, kind of how he talks. But nobody can do the perfect impersonation.
If they could, would they do it in front of him? Would that be something?
I don't know. They might. They might try.
Okay.
They might. One of the seniors will, but none of the young guys, I'm pretty sure. None at all. Mac a cool guy, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's a legend. I mean,
yeah.
He's a good one. So, like I said, that's why I was curious to get that response. And then the final one for you, this might be your favorite question. Usually the question you guys enjoy, female celebrities, take anybody out for a quick bite to eat. Who's Miles Dorn going to take to lunch?
Just a quick bite to eat. Zendaya.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. She's picking up steam this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time, we've been doing this so long, like for a long time it was like Halle Berry, and then it went on like a Beyonce run.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce just was like next level. And then Rihanna would kind of fight.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna's hot now, she won last year. We always tally up the names.
Yeah.
And then, but she's getting some names. Megan Good's always there.
Of course, she's
Rihanna.
Now, so
yeah, Megan's still.
Move on with that.
Bad. But we get some weird ones. And then some guys can't because they're girlfriends or something.
Of course.
Hey, Miles, big guy. Stay blessed, stay humble, stay hungry, and excited to see you move forward, man.
Appreciate that.
Thanks. Once again, that is Miles Dorn joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.